is the obligations of parents towards their children, which is found in Shulchan Aruch Evan or Ezer in Simen Ayin Aleph. First obligation, most basic, is an obligation of support, of mizonos. Upon whom is this obligation? Says the Shulchan Aruch in Simen Ayin Aleph, Sif Aleph. Chayav Adam Lozen Bonav Ubnosav Achiyu B'nei Sheish. The obligation to support a child is only till the child turns 6 years old. He says, till six. Where's the Gemara? The Gemara is in Masechta Ksubis, and Av Samech Hei Amud Beis. Afal Pisha Amru Ein Adam Ozon Az Bonav Ubnosav Kshen Ktanin, not required. Av Ozon Ktanin Ktanin. Ad Kama Ad Ben Sheish. Where does it come from? Kedir Avasi. Dom Ravasi, Kotten Ben Sheish. Yotze Be'eruv Imo. Therefore, as the Rashi explains, north, south, east, and west. Why? Shadai Nutzorach Imo. Ubasro Shadyuo Shadyu Rabbonon. Amo Ad Sheish Tzorach Siyome Imo. Ukshem Shabal Zon Oso. Kachzon oso imo. When the obligation of supporting the wife, which we spoke about in the last chaburah, extends to supporting the children. That's what it says. Okay? It's interesting. The Ra takes it a step further and says, what is this Gemara going on? I read you a Gemara. The Gemara is going on a Mishnah. The Mishnah tells us, and that the previous daf Samach Dalet Amud Beis, the nature of the obligation of supporting a wife, and there could be a circumstance which required additional support. Right, then Mosif Alam Mazon Oseo, in order to be able to take care of a child, so therefore the husband is required to add to her support so she can nurse the child properly. On this Gemara, on this Mishnah, the Gemara says this din, says the Ran, you see, Klar, that the nature of the obligation to support a child until the age of six is part and parcel of the husband's obligation to support his wife. So writes the Ran. Sounds like it's a double pashut. However, it's not pashut at all. Not at all. Klal not pashut. The Mishnah LeMelech, commenting on this, the Rambam also sounds that way. Perek Yud Beis and Nichos Ichus Halacha Yud Dalet. Kishem She'odem Chayev Mizonos Ishto. Kachu Chayev Mizonos Bonav Ubnos Vaktanim Ashiyu B'nei Sheishonim. Kishem. Sounds like it's exactly the same kind of a din. Says the Mishnah LeMelech, Perek Yud Beis Halacha Yud Dalet Nichos Ichus. Okay. And the Ran therefore says, the Ran takes it a step further. What happened? She'ein Iman Kayemes. The mother Chalila dies. Ein O Chayev Mizonos Ein. Sounds very cruel and heartless, but Nebuch, these people, these little kids under the age of six, lost their mother. They lose, technically speaking, their support from the father too. It's only part of the obligation to support the wife. The wife's not here. But the Rosh, quoted in Beis Yosef Simon, end of Simon, Ayin Aleph, disagrees. What's the case there? Baal Apnuya, a paternity suit. Baal Apnuya, im hu modeh shu b'no. Yes, it's my child. Chayav Lizono, he's obligated to support the child. Wait a minute, there's no wife here. There is no wife. Paul Apnuya, says the Mishnah LeMelech. You see, the Polig al Niran, he's arguing on the Ran. Okay, what about the Rambam? Kishem she'odem chayav sounds like a little bit like the Ran. Mizonos bonav idim mizonos imam noguba. Otherwise, what's this kishem? Could be some focus gedol harishonim according to this Mishnah LeMelech with the Hagah. On the one side you have the Rambam and the Ran. The other side you have the Rosh, also the Rivosh, who say that Bola Pnuya is Chayev in Mizonos. Oh, there's a problem. There's another Rambam. In Perik Yutes, Halacha Yudalit, again Yuchas Ishus. Basa Memaenes, Harei Kishar Bonos V'yeshla Mizonos. Okay? Avo basa yavama, basa shnia, basa rusa, basa anusa, ein le mezonos achamisa savi en betonai zeh. Wait a second. Anusa, there's no marriage again. The question becomes, why is Echiyah Mezonos at all? This Rambam implies, as the Rush said, that it's an independent obligation to support a child, even if there is no, marriage. So too, Rambam writes in Perek Chof Aleph, Halacha Yud Zayin, Hagrusha Ein La Mezonos, Afal Pi Shimenik Es Bino, Avol Nosen Lo Yesra Al Schar Advarom Shakotin Tzorach Lehem Miksus V'machol Mashke. Wait a minute. She's divorced. According to the Ran, there's no longer any obligation. Why must you give her more money to nurse the child? And again, from this is a second Rambam, where it appears that the obligation is an independent obligation, notwithstanding the first Rambam, if before these two, we've used the word kashem, implying it's exactly the same part of the obligation as the Ran. No, there are two Rambams against one that indicate that the Rambam holds like the Rush, there is an independent obligation. Oh. So, as a matter of fact, this is pointed out by the Avnei Meluim, the very beginning here of Simon Ayin, he quotes the Mishnah Lamelech, he quotes the Rabbi Magi, as we said before, but he has Rais Fakert, a number of Rais Fakert, these other two Rambams, as we just said. L'chaynire, the Rambam's Kishem, we shouldn't think it's purely Midin Tzedakah. That's all he means to say. It doesn't mean it's part of the obligation to the wife. No, it's a separate obligation. Even if she's divorced, no matter if she never were married, it doesn't make a difference. You don't think it's a chiyuv of tzedakah only. Nafka mina, and he quotes here from the Rush in Perek Dalet Siman Yudalet. Afilu yeshlem nechosim shenaflem yibes avi imam poskar ben amer de maram. The chayav lezunim came into the konas and chomimi zochem imzono same affiliation and inspires mishalahem dumbidim imzono so isha the katani mosifin la imzono sevishla katan amadin echad lahem. So that's what the Rambam means. Now, since the Mishulchan Aruch said it explicitly, affiliation the chosim shenafli lemi beis avi ima, the mechaber found no reason to put in the kashem. Ingenious idea of the Avnei Meluim. The Kashem tells you it is din. Once Shulchan puts the din in, he left out the Kashem of the Rambam. But in any event, it sounds like it's not really a part of the obligation to support the wife directly. It means it's a chiyuv gomer, not the chiyuv of stock. Fine. What's the level of obligation? We spoke last time about the big machlokes gedolei poskim with respect to mezonos ha'isha. Is it the rais? Is it the rabbonah? Well, what about the chiyuv of mezonos of a child? We're going to find that anywhere in Chumash. Pasha should be a Dirabona. So, the Chochma Shlomo, the very beginning of Simon Samach Tes, talks about this question. Gemon Kiddushin Av Chavbeis, the Yotza Ishtaimo, Om Rav Shimon, It's a Raya Berurah, he says. This is the Chochma Shlomo, the very beginning of Simon Samach Tes. He wants to bring a Raya. However, there's a problem. What's the problem? The Tan Gemara speaks not only about support the master supporting the wife, but also in Rashi quotes the Pasha Mishpatim, talks about an obligation to support the children. Where is that coming from? Children, how can that be? That's the question. Can it really be? So here in the Altar of Poskim, in this siman, he has an interesting comment from a source that's not quoted that often here in Ultra Poskim, the Lubavitch Rebbe. This is found in a footnote test in Siman Tzarech Tes. He quotes that Rav Avadya says, I'm sorry, Chok Mashal, you forgot. The Ramban writes in Chumash, V'yotze Ishto Imo. No, there's no Chiyav in Mizonis Ishto. Kevan de Derech Kol Ha'oret Sefanis is Ishto. Tziva Hashem Barachma of the Osakonik of Rachman Leisha So Eved. Kol Zechem Lemea Torah Aleem V'yalo Eved. Stama de Milsa, quotes a Ritz from Chav Bez and Kiddushin. Kol Adem Mefanis is Mizonis Ishto Bonov. Ratsa Sa Torah Shal Yafsidim Yipnei Mechi Rasa. Shereb Mizonim Mefanis also. So this is the Rav Avadya's Kash against the Chokhmah Shlomo. Then he quotes the same Mishnah Halachas. Menashe Klein. He says, what's the Chokhmah Shlomo going to do with the Gemara Kedushin Chav Beis? That's where he quoted from. Odin Chai B'mzonis Ishto Ubonav. Ubonim. Less man the Svir Le'edav Mechai B'mzonim Edoraisa. Who ever heard such a crazy thing? Tenach Ishto Ubonav. You have said it the Ramban.
How old are these kids that we're talking about in
Pasuk? We don't know. The Gemara speaks about until the age of 6, but we don't know.
Some even older.
Oh. So he quotes the Lubavitch Rebbe, who wrote a letter to Rav Menashe Klein. Chochma Shlomo holds, if the Rav is Chayav Mizonos Ishto, right? And you want to say it's only a minute, but as the Ramban said, Imkei Batlu Kama Yalfusas. The Rebbe was against all these kinds of ideas, which we spoke about in our first Chabura. Kesef Yishkel Kamara Basulus. The Ramban says, doesn't mean Yechayiv in the Ksuba, but that was a Minig. So the Torah is recording the Minig of its time. You know, the Torah says, and Gittin says that way. Beisecha is Bikuri Ishto. Frank Torah is what? But the Chiv of Paris is only with the Rabbanim. Well, that was a Minig. The Rebbe is not in favor of that Lubavitcher. He doesn't like it. So therefore, if everything in the Tanakh is derech sipur, it's only rishus, you can't learn anything. Therefore, it must be, yes, mizonos bonim in haTorah, hu betach am chokh mishlomo sviol lekein. Enoch inami. You bit the bullet. Enoch inami. Chiyah to support your children is also with the raisa. Based on one kiddushin, and Rashi quotes in the Parashat of Mishpatim. How do you like that? Baba Shereb. So I guess the Baba just have to hold the big chiyah of child support. I've had dintars with Lubavitch Chassidim. We have to tell you, your Rebbe said that the Chiyuv of Yitzchak is Daraisa. You shouldn't take it like everyone else's Darabonah. Except for Lubavitch and Rebbe. Last time we had a case like that, it wasn't so persuasive. Anyway, but this is what is found in this in the original Mishnah Law, but most people don't have that. You find it on page Kufchav Zion in the Ultra Poskim, footnote Tess. That's where he quotes this Chiddush. I have my theory as to why the Rebbe held this way, what kind of yafusis he had in mind, but not for this minute. Okay. The Chelkas Mechokek, here at the very beginning of Siman Ayin Aleph, which is our Siman, talking about the Kiv of the Zonos Bonov. He writes over here, Yard in the Nechos of Emain wrote to Lazan Osen Beritzoma. You actually go and take his property, because it's an absolute Kiv, as we said before. Don't think it's just purely Tzedakah. It's an absolute chiyuv. Absolute chiyuv. Fine. Falon is boyam daish in Oslan Mizonas Kaldahu. Or should Sarah Lozan Oslam Kashem Shuzanas Ishto, fame Olim Imo. Spoke about that last time. Olimo of any Eretis Imo. Is that limited to the wife herself? Does that extend to the children as well? It's obviously a major, major source of contention. So the Ran says, we did Mizonas Imo. So you have to give more. The Rosh is Bala Pnuya, it's a separate obligation. Not necessarily then. Look in Siman Ayin Gimel Sivov, Gabik Sus, to Adin Mizonos. What's an Ayin Gimel Sivov? There it says, Bonav Benosav Ad Bene Shesh, Chai Litalem Ksus, Ukle Tashmish Umodor, Veinonos Alem Kifi Oshro, Ela Kifi Tsarachon Bilvad. Minimalist approach. So that's the Mechaber. Says the Chalkos Mechokek, he assumes the same as it's true with Ksus and Mother, it's true for Mizonos as well. That's what it seems like. Okay. However, it's not so poshut, because the Chagos Mechokek himself says, Ayin lekamon, simen kuf yudalet sivov. Wasn't kuf yudalet sivov. Nizgar shebetoch hazman shekibu lozen es abbas. That's the Mishnah accepted to support her daughter when he married her. Nosin la b'mogam shetayima mizonos misholim. Kimisha zonis ishto ayde sholish. Ve'enuchayel litin lot lefi kvodo. Ve'esh cholkin, v'sovin, the Ramah. Shetzorach l'seis lo ke'echad mibnei beiso v'cheinirali. So at least Ashkenaz didn't follow the Ramah. So the Chalkos Mechokek is now bothered. Wait a minute. Here it says you have to give the daughter to a higher level echad mibnei beiso. So the Chalkos Mechokek asks, that's a question. So, some make the following suggestion. That there, where he originally was mischayev to support his daughter together with his wife, her daughter, stepdaughter. So, he didn't have to do that. That's his own. He meant to say that the kind of support that he gives the wife, he has to give to her daughter as well. So therefore, Olaimo. But over here in our sugya, where it's an independent obligation according to the Rosh in any event, so therefore there's no obligation to give more than the bare minimum. That's a possibility. Okay. Now, it's interesting. We have to understand there exists what we call a takonas usha. That's a gemara ksubis daf mem tes amud beis. The gemara quotes a few takonas of usha. This is one of them. Usha eskinu she odam zonas bonav es benosav k'shem ktanim. Not just till 6, till 13. So the Pashup Shad is, this obligation, it's only B'usha Skinu, it's in the context of Tzedakah. But the obligation till the age of 6 is absolutely nothing to do with Usha. Nothing to do with Usha, zero. So the Avdim Lume Sakasha, that the Rishonim seem to indicate that the obligation until the age of 6 is also only takanas usha. It's against the Pashup Shah and the Gemara. Unless you say the Torah holds the two takanas and usha. One takan, trei takanas hara. The tchila tikna at sheish, and afterwards until 13 or 12. Interesting idea. Again, Avdi Meluim and Simon Ayin Aleph, Sif Katan Gimel. One is Bi'ikir Adin, and one is Bi'din Tzedakah. Now, fine, let's just leave it at that for the moment. Nafkamina, what if they have their own nechasim? So, if it's until the age of 6, which may even be a din d'oraisa, so then it doesn't matter. Beyond that, it's in Egypt stuck. They have their own money, they have their own money. They're not required to support them. Oh. Moreover, says the Avdim Alu, here in Sifkot and Beis, since we saw in the Gemara that depends upon Erevin, Samachem and Beis, in Hilchas Erevin it says, Simen Tov Yudalid, that although the Shear is 6 years old, what will happen? In Hilchas Sukkah it says, Kotten Shein Etzorach Limo Shukuven Shchamesh Kuven Sheish, Chai b'sukkah, says the Magen Avraham in Simen Tov Yudalid, Hilchos Erevin, Kol Echad Lefi Churfei. So he's Choref, at age 5, he doesn't really need his mother anymore. Ein Yotzev Erevimo, says Avdi Melum, so there's no Chiyav Darai, so to support him either. He's a Sharpie, age 5, he has street smarts, so then the Chiyav to support him no longer exists. So writes the Avdi Melum. Some disagree. Low plug. Fine. This is the fundamental issue of chiyuv of support from a father to a son. Now, Question is, what about in the case of a divorce? We said before, a divorce, he does not support his wife when she's divorced. When you divorce her, that's for sure. It's only an independent chiyuv. And that's only a lower level chiyuv. The Rav Moshe paskins, you have to give mizonos kefi ashro, as much as rich as he is. But, Ayin Shulchan Aruch says, ksusu modor, only the minimum. That's different. Why should that be so? Why should the ksusu modor be different? So I saw in this beautiful sefer called the Mishnah Saksuba, he discusses this question. Why should ksusu modor be different than the mizonos proper? This is an interesting idea to share with you. This is at the end of his first volume, page Tuf Resh Nun Tes, quotes from Moshe. Makes the following suggestion. Some of it comes from Moshe himself, and then he starts to elaborate. In your mizonos, derech ha'olam hu shekol b'nei habayis ochlim misud achas v'tav shel echad. V'hol v'isha matkin asudah kefi aroi lo'olam zonoseo. V'chreach hu shafoneo yu b'chal kitzvezu. V'ashenk en din yinitksus t'b'lav hochi ha'bonim enem miskasin b'olsa ksus ha'nitenes l'imam. Af im chiyuv zeh b'chal b'chiyuv shel ba'al asapik l'ishto astrocheo. V'kol makom enu chayav liten yosu me'ashir ha'metzumtzum. And this is the kiyuma. That's very nice when it comes to ksus. They have different clothing. What about mother? Presumably they live in the same kind of house. Could you imagine upstairs, downstairs, you know, the mother will live in luxury and she'll put a kid in a tiny little attic somewhere. I mean, I guess you could say, yeah, henachanam. It's also something which is considered to be separate. They eat the same table. That's a little bit of an issue called the trap, but just wanted to show it to you. That's what Moshe says. Fine. Halacha lemaisa, what do Batei Din do in these kinds of situations? So he quotes over here from the Sefer Mishpat, this is tough Rashi on Ches, Mishpatei Shmuel, this is Rabbi Werner, was dying in Tel Aviv. Minig Batei Din Hayom Beheskemi Gerishin, all these, you know, divorce settlements. Likzo Vesmizonoseim Shalabonim Vizchashe Veoshua Shalav. Why? Vizos Mishum Sheklal Yesh Biodenu. In mitzvah tzedaka, shakitzva anitenes laani nikbas if yehergelu mamodom. That's the Gemara again here in Masechta Ksubos in the sugya of tzedaka, that day machsoro asher yechzar lo. Pasuk says in Parshas Re'eh. So what does it mean day machsoro asher yechzar lo? What's low? What's so special about him? Everyone should get whatever he needs. What's low? So the Gemara says that low means that you have to take care of all of his needs, whatever his needs happen to be. And if you cannot put everything in the same basket, different needs. What does it mean? What does it mean? Zion Amid Beis. What does it mean? Ashayach Salo, Afil Sus Dirkov Olov, Ve'evetz Loras Lefanov. Because he's an Ani Ben Tovim. He comes from a rich family. So tzedakah in obligation increases. Says Rav Verna, today we're giving Mishmidin Tzedaka. Once you got past the age of six, Mishmidin Tzedaka. So then, Tzedaka is according to the lifestyle to which this individual is accustomed. So that's only in the case where the husband was rich before they got divorced. What the other one was poor. And then he divorced and he got rich. So the kid was never used to a rich lifestyle, then it wouldn't be an obligation. You follow what I'm saying? It's not that, yes.
For the kid's 6,
you might not have to do that. No, 6 is not price stock. Plus, I didn't mean less. Plus, okay, fine.
But until the Chazal Shmos Ogeit said that he doesn't have to give the kids olah
gimel,
can give the kids simple fare.
No, he presumably, it's a good question. Presumably, that's to the kid. In other words, the father comes from a wealthy family. But he was cheap in the house. He never lived in the house. That's by cause of divorce. He's a rich guy. He's treated like a schnorrer. So, okay. So then the kid was never used to it. That's all. That's the answer. Fine. So we're talking now, all of a sudden, midin tzedakah. So it comes out that Bada Dinah Gloom Bidin Staka. Now why is this relevant? If you look over here in the Pische Tshuva, at the very beginning of Siman Ayin Aleph, he quotes from the Chut Hashani, B'nei Bonim Einam Kibonim Yinzeh, Koshkem B'nei Bonos, Rak Midin Staka Mechuyav Litan Lehem. Look in your Adeus of Innovation in the Office of Gimel. Wait a minute. If we're talking here about Staka, and everything is only Staka, when it comes to Staka, grandfather's obligated to give Staka to his grandchildren to keep them, or to take care of them, it's going to come out something amazing. That technically speaking, we should say that the obligation for child support is incumbent not only upon the children, but upon the father, upon the grandfather. It's if he didn't stalk anyway. So if he didn't stalk as a chiyuv not only on a father, a chiyuv on a grandfather as well, fundamentally. Fundamentally. The only reason we can't do it is because when you come to these dinei Torah, which, you know, husband and a wife, as they're getting divorced, and what to do, supporting the child, only they sign the Shtar Berurin. The husband signs the Shtar. I think maybe we should have a new policy. Well, the grandfather should have to sign the Shtar Berurin. That would be very effective. I don't know if it's going to work. But it should be true. Because after all, if we're about to paskin Hilchus Tzedakah, so, yeah. Of course, they'll probably wisely refuse to do so. But if Bezin had Yayasha Chele, if we had enough powers, I mean, we're not moving until the grandfather signed the Shtar Berurin. Something interesting, but I've been involved in such situations where it was the grandfather had deep pockets. We had to make sure that the son-in-law, if they were divorced, would not try to go after those deep pockets, and we arranged something which was thank God worked in my particular case. Okay, but now does Bezin have the right to force someone to give tzedakah? If it's only tzedakah, we're Bezin. We're not a society of Golni Chasodin. It's a Bezin. So the Gemara here in Masechta Ksuva, Daf Mem Tes Amud Beis, quotes this whole sugya. And the Gemara says in this context that when do we say we don't really go after too much if he's not rich? Abul Amid Kafin Leal Korche. He goes to Gemara that Rava forced somebody to give 400 zuz at stock. Fractosis, wait a minute. It's Matan Schora Betzida. We don't have a general rule. We don't force when there's matan schara b'tzida. Good kasha. So they give two. They have three answers. Ach me b'dvarim. Dvarim. Add the Gemara says later on the dvarim le'yivos or evet. Okay. Shvach akviya. Inami kitzu b'nei b'nei ha'ir losas kach v'kach l'chodesh. So therefore you can force him. Gemara baba b'ashad avches. Rashoim b'nei ha'ir la'si al kitzoson. So there's an agreement in town. Third answer, stock ika tarte lavi los amets los sikpots, and therefore it's kofin. So there's three different opinions here in Tosis and Mem Testament Beis in Masechta Ksubas. Fine. Okay. Abdul Malua was another fascinating question over here. The Gemara says over here, what do you mean kofin b'mili? The Gemara said before that somebody who doesn't support his children, we tell him that Livnei Orev Asher Yikro. What does that mean? That even an Orev is better than you. Even a cruel raven takes care of his own. You don't take care of your own. And then the Gemara talks about Kfiya. So Rabbi Malua, Master Kasha over here. Watch this. This is in Siman Ayin Aleph, Sifkotan Dalet. He doesn't understand. The Gemara says, "Afilu lo amid kafin lebedvarim." You're less than a raven. So what do you mean? They say if he's rich, then we'll be kofin b'mili. Even if he's not rich, we'll kofin b'mili. That's Avdin Lum's kasha against an off on the Tosis here in Ksubas Daf Mem Tes Amud Beis. Good kasha. The answer is as follows. He thinks the real truth is the answer to Tosis kasha. That even if you don't force for tzedakah in general, but for tzedakah to your own children, they force you. Kach tikra. That's the answer of the Avnei Malua.
Then it's not tzedakah.
No, it is tzedakah, but a specialized din of tzedakah. Typical tzedakah, we don't force anybody. But over here, Chazal Matakein, to force somebody to give the tzedakah to support your own children. That's what Davnei Melumah says, because otherwise the Tosis doesn't make any sense. Quotes a Rajba says that way. A Chuvas a Rajba. Chuvas a Rajba says that Hakarav Karav Koden. Hakarav Karav Koden. In other words, generally speaking, we don't force anybody to give tzedakah because, wait a minute. But over here, because it's the close relationship, we actually will force the individual to give tzedakah to take care of his close relatives. Now, if this is the case, so then, as we said before, it shouldn't be limited from a father to a son. It should apply to a grandson as well. That's a push of shot. Should come out more than that. What'll happen after the boy turns 13? The Gemara says mitakana sush only till 13. Why not beyond 13? Still a korav koden. Why not beyond 13? So he suggests ena chinami. If he's rich, we force him even beyond the age of 13. So pasan ze avnei malum. That's, I think, that's what they're doing nowadays. We deal with child support, wealthy family. So we assess the child support based upon the father's income, and then that's what we do. That's what our bezin does. I've seen other bezin do the same thing as well.
At what point do you say, okay, time to take care of yourself?
Good question. So generally speaking, we follow what again is the typical custom in society in which we reside. So sometimes it's 18, sometimes it's 21. You know, maybe it's 25. Who pays YU tuition? You pay your own YU tuition.
Stand health insurance, that's what he says.
All right, whatever it may be.
Obamacare.
Whatever.
So does the basin force after 13 if the father is not rich? Do they force him to give less, or they don't force at all?
No, again, the word not rich has many meanings. Is he destitute? If he has no money, it doesn't matter what we say. It's judgment proof. But if he has some money, we'll see.
You look at resources or just or income?
Both. Pashas both. Now, what if the father just disappeared, went AWOL? Rama talks about this over here, in Siman Ayin Aleph and Siv Beis. The father just went away. Mi shahalach the mechaber he says. Mi shahalach the dinas hayam, left his children here. Mogrim min achas of the manasim atchu b'nei sheish. Still six with tzachi of gom and amid in staka. So you'll go into his bank account and take out the money. You sell his assets. Okay? Fine. Some say, but after the age of six, not. He's not around. Some say once he began feeding him before six, then you actually continue feeding him. Devarai nichalei b'hochi. V'yesh omrim, dim omri's rich. Zonan also about v'cholei nimishim tztokha. The guy disappeared. You'll go at into his assets and collect for tzedakah for his own children. That's the Ramah here in Siman Ayin Aleph, Sif Beis. Where does this come from? An interesting source for this. Where are you saying Yodin and the Chosuf? That's a support of. Where does it come from? The interesting support is over here in Ksubas Mem Ches Siman Aleph. Misha Nishtate Bez and Yodin and the Chosuf is on the Mefarnas and the Sishto Bon of Abinosov. How do you like that? He's at Nebuch, he's Nishtate, he's now in an institution, so he has a lot of money. You go into his account, you take the money to support his children. Support his children. That's what the Ran says. Oh. So some disagree. Some say you don't. Against this, it's only Yesh Omer. What's the pshat? They say the Gemara is over here. Shelo b'fonav. As a rule, you do not. You're not yordan in the chosav. So the Ran asks, well, what about nishtata? So he suggests that nishtata you're yordan in the chosav, even if he's not rich, even above the age of six. Why? Because most people want to do it. This guy Nebuch, he just was a. Where somebody who was not Nebuch lost his mind, he just decided to disappear, that's an indication that he does not want to follow the minhag of most people. If he had followed most people, he would have left behind a trust fund or some money with a trustee to take care of his own children. He's demonstrating he's not part of the majority. The Tzoyis says that there's no shiva in the chosav by tzedakah, and the only reason you're in the chosav is kofen on mitzvah saseh. It's another gemara in Masechta Aksubis. So therefore, more than the age of 6, you can't force him to do a mitzvah shalom b'fanav, as the Mefarshim suggest. The Agos Maim Nichos Talmud Torah says the shiva nechosim for the mitzvah saseh of tzedakah. And some say the pshat is as follows. Who is going to get the money? It's what's called Mormon Shein Lo Tovin. He quotes from the stipler, from a master. No individual say, I want this money because there's a Shiva Nechasim has to give tzedakah. Who says? There are many other Aniyim in the world. You have no rights because there's too many Aniyim. That being the case, his own children, Hakarav Karav Kodem, maybe the Shiva Nechasim actually to collect even Shalom B'Fonav. We saw the Rants of Yaakov and the Shtata ala mitzvahs. The question that showed us part of the mitzvahs. So Machna Frayim's Ilchus Soka Simen Aleph, Yes Akash. He disappeared, so then it's a different story. Well, the answer, I believe, is that the Ran hold you collect from the Shtata not because of Kofan ala mitzvahs, because you follow Ruba the Alma. When a person's Nebuch loses his mind, he checks out, you can't figure out what he wants. So then you follow the majority. You follow the majority. That seems to be the pshat over here. Oh. You follow the majority. That's a big yisod. Okay. Asked Avdei Miluim. So maybe over here you do. Good question. So Lubdinus, you do follow. Says that Avdei Miluim is like this. This idea that you actually take money away from an individual, even though he hasn't said that you should do it, because we say he probably wanted it. Nichole. The Ran says probably nichole. Since when do we evaluate what somebody wants and then take money based on what we think he wants? Isn't that the sug of Yish Shalom Midas? Yes, Avdei Miluim. Yish Shalom Midas. Yish Shalom Midas. We know what he wants, but he didn't say it. So he suggests it's Nichusa de Mitzvah. Then everyone agrees that it works. That's what the Avdei Miluim suggests. So it's really Nichusa de Mitzvah. But not kofen ala mitzvahs. You find the majority based on the chus of the mitzvah. It's a little bit different, a different take. Okay, there's an obligation to support a child. Is there an obligation to marry off a child? Those who've been in the situation know all too well that this is can become a serious challenge. People who are living in communities where the people are knocking on doors all the time, achnasas kalam. It's all because of the obligation. They feel an obligation anyway to marry off their children. Is it really an obligation? There's a Gemara in Ksubas about this too. The Gemara in Ksubas is enough nun beis amid beis. But the Gemara says like this. The Gemara says that a man should make sure that his daughter gets married. How do you do it? Hiskinu ksubas benedichrin b'shi yikvots odam v'yichtav lebito kivno. How can Chazal go against the Torah? Torah says the money goes all to the sons. No, it's also a doraisa. It means it's found in Tanakh. Tichsiv? What does it say? Chu noshim v'olidu banim v'banuz v'khu levnechem noshim v'smenoseg t'ula noshim v'shtam v'banim. Those days, you know, the men rule the roost, so he can see to it that his son finds a wife. Elabante, mikayim biyode. How's he going to make sure his daughter finds a husband? What's he going to do about it? Too many fathers, the shidduch Christ, know exactly what this gemara means. What does the gemara say? Kamash malon, the nilbusha of a nichsa of a nes of la midi ki heche the kapsela basanasvila. You take, she makes sure she's properly dressed, there's a proper dowry, and people are going to want to marry her. V'yad kama ad le'isur nichsei. One tenth of your money should be given to the expense of the dowry and other expenses to be able to marry off your daughters. I talk about if I have 10 daughters. So what does that leave him with? So the more says it's only the tenth of the remainder. You're better off if your accident of birth puts you high up in the family order. You get to be more money. Based on Gemara Hank Subas, Staff Nun Beis Amud Beis. Yeah. If you look at the very beginning in Siman Aleph of Shulchan Aruch and Ezer Mikosh, the person is obligated to spend his money in order to marry off his daughter. It's interesting. You know, when we grew up, we lived in a modern society where the children got married on their own, quote unquote. They somehow found the shidduch. Today, we've gone back in many circles to the original society. Some people caught in the middle because, you know, the parents aren't doing for them and they don't know what to do themselves either. They're caught in sort of the in-between the worlds, as we know. It's a very common problem. He quotes over here on page Tof Shin Gimel. Came towards the end of the Sefer. That this obligation of a father, not merely to provide his daughter with a dowry. No. It's the primary obligation of the father is, quote, v'hishtadlus metzius hazivug. And the tzorich hamamon are only like the fifth Shulchan Aruch, he quotes, from Binyamin Zilver. If he has money, he should give money. So you know there are fathers who have daughters, and they're making phone calls, and they're busy in the Yom HaVolada looking for shidduchim for their daughters. That's what he said, that's the real chiyuv. And today, there are many in other circles, they don't do it, they don't lift a finger, nothing. Just letting you know what it says over here.
Maybe it means paying for the
shachar. That's very interesting. This thing is actually quoted here in the Shulchan Aruch. Isa Nichsi is quoted in the Shulchan Aruch, Rabosai, in Simen Kuf Yud Gimel Sif Aleph. Let's see what it says. Oz Nidbru, that's by Rabbi Binyamin Zilber. Chelik Tes Simen Nun Aleph. That the main obligation, I see you may have a daughter's unmarried, your main obligation is not to give money, it's to make phone calls. That's what it says. You can spend your whole day making these phone calls. We know that too well. Here. So even if the father dies, you go into his estate and you give the 10%, right, or more or less if he based previous girls that he married off, okay. The whole discussion over here, how much you would actually collect from these circumstances, the Simen Kuf Yud Gimel Sif Aleph. Is it often a Gemara that is not an absolute obligation? And have samaches amid base, mesech tuksubis. A person is very sick. He's giving his last wishes. He had a fight with one of his daughters. So he says, "Al yisparnasu benosu minachosav." Right? Parnasa means the dunya. Means to get him married. It's not a chol ksuba. It's a chov al yisomimu. If he dies, that the children should take care of their orphan sisters to marry them off. But if he said beferish not, it's not. See, klar, it's not a chiyuv ksuba. It's a Gemara Rashi, the last line in ksubas samaches amid beis. Nonetheless, quotes over here that the minig was to try very, very hard, even if it's not an absolute obligation. And there were people who would, as we see today, be machzer al apsachim. They'd go from place to place to find money to marry off their children. That's what happens all the time. They come to Chnosis Kala. This is something which has an ancient history. Okay? Quotes over here. Chubis Mara Mintz. Mi Shiesh Lobas Osa Biatzma Yos Michdea Sagoso. Umaisim Bechoyom de Kano Aniyam Machajim Al Pische Nedivim Kadahasi Bitam. I can testify to this. They're knocking on the door all the time. So we shouldn't think it's a new thing. It has a storied history going back to the Maramints, probably from before. Okay. Now I want to discuss something which is very interesting.
What about Lossi Benelos?
Those days they didn't need it. It was no problem. These days it's not so pushed either. The marriage of his son is also not easy. Okay. Now, Rabosai, everything we said until now is Mikir Adin. The chief rabbinate of Israel, the Rabbanut HaRashit, in the year Tov Shin Dalet, 1944, gathered all the Rabbanim together, Rav Herzog and Rav Uziel, and they made a takana. Takana. I'll read you the words of the takana. This is a takana, some of the chief rabbis and all the Rabbanim in Eretz Yisrael that belong to the Rabbanut system. Until now was six. Tach ye me'ata ve'elech kocham yofa l'chayva v'chiyav mishpati gamur u'l'chufa b'mamon v'mamon v'chol ha'kfiyos ha'fsharios ha'chukiyos l'fanis ha'zbonav ha'zbonosav ad ha'gil shel chamesh esreshon 15. What's the reason? In the olden days, the age of six, they were independent. Today, if you don't take care of your children, to make sure they go to a proper school and pay the tuition, and they're going to go lit darder beramatama musarit vadatit. They'll go down in their ethical and religious level. On a simple level, this pshat is takana is chiyuv gomer. It's not stalker. Chiyuv gomer. In a later time, it was another takana of Rabbanut HaRashit, which extended it until 18. But that was not everyone agreed to that. And there are many rabbis who work in the Rabbanut system, but they're not goyrisos. Or, more likely, they'll be goyrisos only a stalker. That's not the simple words of the original takana. They say, well, it wasn't until now six, that's not stalker. It's henceforth 15. But apparently not all the rabbanim and the chief rabbis become more charedi, I guess, whatever it is. They're not so much into these takanas. Even though their predecessors made them for the Doris. And they watered it down a little bit. They say it's Midin, Stalker. Okay? Now, there were those who scream, Chukas HaGoyim! Hey, quotes over here. Exactly. Exactly. Chukas HaGoyim! If Stiple has said, this takana I rushed, it's a terrible takana. Chukos ha'amim. The umas require 18, they only did 15. Doesn't make a difference. It's counsel chukos ha'amim. Chazanish is quoted as saying, Rav Velvel wrote a letter in Tavshin Dalit. Rav Velvel just came off the...
What was the name of Shabbat at the time there?
Nah, there was. There was a British...
Tough
1944. It was 1944. Till 15. Oh, the British was also till 15. Oh, wow. This requires a historian. Okay, Reb Leich, I'll give you. I'm sure you can find out. Go on your internet, guys. Find a 1944. What did the British government require? Okay, good. So he quotes his. Not only is he from Stipler, Chazanish, and Reb Velvela, Chenisim Kvol Kedushas Ovi Me'or HaGola Shlita. That's Rav Menashe Klein. This is Rav Menashe Klein's son, Rav Moshe Klein. His father was still alive at the time. And he says, I don't understand. Ubani Yusi Dante Lefanav. He went to his father. L'chora Misha Tva'u L'fnei Bezdin Rabani. L'chir Mezonas Ad Gil Yudches. Shana. Odiv Tvei Shishalem Me'atzmo. V'lo Yizdaki Lodun B'fneim. V'sh Yesh B'chach V'shem Chukos Amim. V'hiskem Ayodi. Hetta Maisa. Don't go to Bezdin. Give it. Take it to avoid having the Yisra Akos. Akos. Take the money. Settle out of court. And Rav Menashe Klein was masking to his son. Suggestion. Fascinating. That's what it says. Now, he quotes the Yaskel Avdi, who was one of the big rabbanim at that time. He said, look, we saw them all before. Baba Basra, Tarsus quoted it. They read it to you. Rashai b'nei ha'ir le'asi al kitzasan. Tosas quoted that over here in the situation of kofan al atztaka to support your sons. I, where is this coming, this power? With normally we don't, not kofan al atztaka. So Tosas enough mem testament ways. We read it before. Of course, Baba Basra d'avches. Rashai b'nei ha'ir le'asi al kitzasan. Who are the b'nei ha'ir nowadays? The rabbonim. So it is in a different context. Are the rabbonim only in charge of drushes and social work? Or are they the representatives of the city? Not for Nichus Bezdin. Not for now. And he quotes the Truma Sadesh and says, Takonas Akol has a Toga Medoraisa. And the Chaz Nish himself said, quote, Takonas Chach Medor Vedor Mechayevas Takonas Chachomim Mizmana Talmud. Apparently he held that the Batan Rabbani was not included in Takonas Chach Medor Vedor. Otherwise, I don't see a way how to get out of this steering Chaz Nish. Okay. Again, he quotes over here that despite the fact that the Mishpachat Chaz Nish was against it, he and the stipler, Rav Nissen Karelitz is quoted, that's his nephew, for Keret, there's a big obligation for a father to support his child. You know why? You know why? Quotes over here from Nissen Karelitz that Chiyuv Talmud Torah, L'mata Mosvot Spenecha L'daber Bom. How do you like that? If you don't support the child, you can't learn Torah. Hey, what about a daughter? Huh? It's not politically correct, but as it comes out according to Rav Nissen Karelitz, this is quoted. It's Chimishim Talmud Torah. So you have to take care and make sure your son has enough to eat. Your daughter, put them in Talmud Torah. Again, I'm just telling what it says over here. Page Tov Shin Vav in the Sefer. Daughters might be different according to this understanding. Okay. Fine. Fascinating. How far does it go, Chiyuv Talmud Torah? So look at the Rambam at the opening line in Hilchos Talmud Torah, you get an impression that the Chiyuv, the Limata Mesbenech, is only until he turns 13. Katan Oviv Chayel Lamatorish Limata Mesbenech. So it could be a quote of Mr. Karelitz would stop at 13, I don't know. I'm not privy to what they paskin in his best. Alright. Fine. We had mentioned before at the beginning of the Shir the question of whether there's in fact a Chiyuv of supporting your young children on a level of Doraisa or not. So I saw something fascinating over here in the Otzer HaPoskim in Simen Ayin Aleph, that's the Simen about supporting children, in Sif Katan Aleph, Oz Beis, he quotes Pirish Ralbag. Ralbag, Pirish of the Torah, says, Mishpas Mishpatim, Shemizonos Ktanik Tanim Adoraisa. Wow. Some say it's part of Mizonos Ishto, which he says many hold as Doraisa. He paskins over here something interesting. In Simen, again, Ayin Aleph, Sif, Katan Aleph, Os Yud, that Bezdin can prevent the father from leaving the Medina to make sure that his children aren't left destitute. That's what it says. If he's going to try to squander his money to go forward, we can stop him. And he quotes that this is true. It's Chiyuv Ishus, Shibud Aguf. Okay? Mizonos Banim, his fatherhood. So, how can we stop him? What can we do? What can we do? They paskin. If the couple is married, so it's part of his own Isha, as Iran said. We paskin, even if the father's not there, mother's not there, it's a different chiyuv. It goes a whole discussion whether you can stop from leaving the country. And where do you find an idea that you can stop someone from doing something just to make sure that he takes his present obligations are taken care of? Of course, a fascinating precedent. Simon Ayin Vov. Ayin Vov is a chiyuv. Oh, no, what is this? Ayin Vov. Give a look. Ayin Vov, the discussion of a man marrying a second wife. Yeah, why not? Says the Shulchan Aruch at Simon Ayin Vov, Siv Zayin, that if a man wants to take a second wife, his first wife cannot stop him. But if not, she can stop him. Hey, hubby, you can barely support me, you can take another wife. You can stop him. So too, you can stop a guy from leaving the country because he's not going to take care of his present obligations. That's the precedent that they... Interesting, there's very often negotiations between a father, between a husband and a wife, and the man demands that the wife release him from his obligation to support his children. Does it work? Maisa b'chol yom. Right over here, in Os, Yud, Dalet, doesn't work. We do it, but it doesn't work. He quotes Yitzchak Elchanan and Yitzchak. Masha Patra Grusha Lebala Be'ez Haget Minat Starchus Levlad Ein Amol Klal Eich Tucha Lepotru Min Achiv She'enu Shalom The Achiv Hu Shayach LeYelad. Now, according to the Ran that we started with, it's really a Chiv in the Mazonos of the mother, maybe it would work. But since we said there's another Chiv, the Rosh passes even for a Pnuya, so that it doesn't work. So how do you take care of these things? They have escrow money, all kinds of tricks how to get out of this problem that Rav Chanan raises if you want to, if you're dealing with a business situation. Fine. What happens if the woman supported her children because her husband was a deadbeat dad? Now she takes them to Bezdin, she wants the money back. Which is a fair enough claim, right? So he quotes Rabbi Chavatzela Sashor and says, you're assuming that he has to pay her for back support. Not true. True, he's obligated to support and you can force him. But once she paid for it, so she was Poreach over Chavero. Hiniach most of a Karen at Tzvi. You don't get your money back.
Isn't she saying any Nizonis or
anything? No, this is about the children. She's divorced. And her husband doesn't want to give the money. So she wrote into her account and she wants to be reimbursed. And he says, no, not necessarily. There was a whole discussion. Poreach over Chavero. Whether you ever entitled to money back or not have money back. So very often Tosis suggests that you don't get your money back because you could say, you repaid him, he would have been mevater. So you don't do me any favors. You're paying my chav. He would have been mevater to me. So he writes over here that, look, she would have done with less. So the wife, let's say the wife is even alive, is still married to him. She didn't say any mezonos for any osa. The raya is she's not asking for the mezonos now, right? She would have found a way. She would have found a way. So she can't collect the money back. That's what he says. However, Rabbi Osai, in the Piskei Din Rabbanim, they quote a majority opinion. They tell you who writes it here. I don't see the names who did it. That what happened, he divorced her. And he didn't give support for the children as she's supposed to. So she threw the money away, as we said until now. What happened? She had to follow me, Taina. I couldn't see my children starve to death and have no clothes. And her father was in China. She couldn't ask him for the money at that time. That's comparable to Simon Pei Tes, Siv Beis. Give a look. There's a fascinating precedent again. Pei Tes, Siv Beis. Hilchos Kvura. Hilchos Kvura. What's Kvura doing over here? Look what it says. It's a chiyuv to bury the wife. Lo rotzo the kovra, v'omar acher the kovra, bezdin motzien mibala, v'noslim azeh. Why? Why? She was money to carry that tzvi. Why? What's the reason for this?
She had been
mochel the kura? No, mochel anything. Just the husband's a bad guy. He's not burying his wife. So this guy is a do-gooder. And he's burying us. So Motziyan Mibala Finostanla. Why? I Hiniyach Ma'osav HaKeren HaTzvi. Right? That's the Beis Shmuel's Kasha. Shani Kvura. Kedei She'al Tizbaze. Lochein Chayav L'Shalem. I couldn't watch a woman being buried. So too she can say, I couldn't watch my children starve to death with no clothes. Comparable to pay tests. That's the close of the Piskei Din Rabbanim, but I didn't look it up. Usually they tell you who the Rabbanim are. Here I don't see who they are. That's an interesting psak. Okay. Fine. Some say she's an apotropos. She's an apotropos. Take care of the kids. Who else is in charge? So an apotropos expense money. It is collectible. You know what's in the Yechmeros of Al-Keren HaTzvi. It calls them a chuvus rimi gash. Had these kinds of cases. These fights went a long time. And she wants the money back. She only did it as a derech avah. She's just an apotropos. It's not That's what we pass in halacha lemaisa. Okay? More than that, quotes over here, that if she didn't answer the money right away, there were those who say that, yeah, she wasn't most of her door right away. She can't answer, she was megalgal with him. She was meichel him. And some say that we don't say that. Nope. Why? This quotes of Rebbe Yoshev already. Now he gives the names. I like what the names are given. Rebbe Yoshev Paskin, Rebbe Volti, and Rebbe Nissen Paskin. No. Rak be'eshes ish. Because you see, look in Simon Ayin and Sifhei. Give a look. That thing we saw. I spoke about it a little bit, I think, last time. Simon Ayin, Sifhei. Hilchos Mazonis Ishta. What happens? Here's a few months. So we don't ask her. We don't, because he probably left some. Afterwards, we can get money. But what'll happen if she already supported herself on her own? So then it's like a mechila. That's only while she's married to him, but not when she's divorced. So Paskin, Rebbe Yoshev, and two others. So therefore, the back support is due in this kind of a situation. Fine. Now we come to a final point, which is that but they didn't today, don't want to be bothered every single day to come back to the Bezin. I want more money, I want more money, I want more money. So what do they do? He quotes over here on page Tav Shinhei. What happens? What a but they didn't typically do nowadays, Tav Shin Zion rather. What Diana, what they also do, they peg it to the what do they call it? Yeah, Yoker Achayim, Yoker Amichya. What's it called? Basket of expenses. What do they call it in America? Price index or things of this, along these natures. Right?
CPI.
That's what's typically done. The question is, what does that mean? Is this just a way to estimate what his halakhic obligation is? Whether it be under the age of six, be good in the Gemara, or until 13 at least, we didn't tzedakah, or until 15, or 18, or 21, or 20. You just figure out what he's chayiv? Or just a brand new obligation? It's a new obligation. That's his chakira. Interesting chakira. Page Tav Shin Tes, it's chakira. Many nafkaminas. What about there's a change in status? He gets a better job. His children don't need money anymore. They got accepted into a dorm for free of charge. So, it quotes Rabbi Yoshev, again, in the Piskei Din Rabbanim. Rabbi Yoshev said, this is a separate obligation. This is not an Ikur Din obligation. It's a separate obligation that Bezin imposed upon him. It's not necessarily a Din stuck. Rabbi Yoshev's Tshuva is in Piskei Din Rabbanim, Chela Gimel, page 333. Had it been the typical chiyuv mezonos, so he gives the mezonos to the kids, they have to give it back to Mitzvah Masna. No! The Yosher Paskins, it's a separate obligation. That may be only in the case of what Yosher is describing. It's an integrated settlement. Right, it's the children support is only part of a whole. Who's going to get the dira? Who's going to get this? Who's going to get that? And they're making all kinds of offsets. Maybe then and only then did Rabbi Yoshev say that. But otherwise, it's only Mizonis themselves. Maybe it's only a shuma. Can you stop from leaving the country? If it's a chi of chadash, the answer is yes. If it's a shuma's bezin of tzedakah, can't stop leaving the country just for not paying tzedakah. Now we come to the. Maybe I should stop here. So maybe the next chabura, I want to discuss it now, but the next chabura I want to discuss is a very sensitive topic. Child custody visitation. It's also really belongs as part of this chabura, but I want to go over time. So we'll stop here. I said the next chabura, I'll try to remind me, I should start with this Indian, and then we'll do the next topic. Okay? So we'll stop here.
Rabbi, in response to your question, 1944 was a watershed year in education in the British Commonwealth because it passed the Education Act in England. It probably was